Our gospel today focuses on the birth and naming of St. John the Baptist. And you'll have noticed and maybe recalled if you're here on Monday, that on Monday when John's father, Zechariah, was in the temple and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and Zechariah had some questions that he was then silenced, and it was said that until John the Baptist's birth is born, you're not going to be able to talk. You'll be silenced. And that indeed happened, because in today's gospel, John is born. But they have to decide what his name will be. And typically in those days, you were named after your father or somebody else in your family. And there's this question, right, as to why would his name be John? Nobody else is named John. But he writes on this tablet, because he cannot speak, his name shall be John. And then John the Baptist is, of course, born and given that name. What's amazing, and if you caught into his gospel, is that those who are around this whole event regarding the birth of John the Baptist, it says that they were filled with incredible fear. There's great confusion. They were amazed. I think the same could be said or should be said about today and what we're about to enter into tomorrow. What do I mean by that? How many of us have a certain wonder and awe and holy fear about what we're about to enter into? The eternal Son of God taking on flesh, being born, becoming man, laying in a manger. If that doesn't make us go, holy cow, if that doesn't fill us with a certain wonder and awe, then we know what God wants to do in our lives this Christmas. That he wants us to treat this entire incarnation thing with incredible reverence and awe and wonder and excitement. Just as it was around the birth of John the Baptist, even more so in an exponential way, it's around the birth of Christ. Let's allow ourselves in these final hours before Christmas to be filled with incredible excitement, with childlike faith, with wonder, with awe at what's about to take place. All these people in the Gospels these last days, everyone, Zechariah, Elizabeth, John the Baptist, Mary, every single one of them essentially had to trust in the promises of God. They had to trust that this is God's will and this is what he promises. Your job and mine is also to trust in the promises that God has made to us. And the greatest promise he has made is that he's with us, that he is Emmanuel, that he has taken on flesh, and he has come to save us.